eighth parak of Nagoyim, fifth Mishnah, Kolaroi, the time of the Nega, a Beheris, Ma'akev, Esaparifa, any part of the skin which can be Mitama with Tumas Tsoras, if that part of the body remains skin color, the person will not be tar by the fact that his whole body is white. It has to be completely white on all the areas of the body that are potential areas for tzaras. Kol she'inu roi l'tam v'negah b'heres, all the parts of the body that are not worthy of getting the tumah of this white coloring. Einu makos apricha, if those areas do not become white, it's not a problem. It does not prevent the tire from happening. Ketzad, polcha kulo, it's spread over his entire body, of a loy b'roish of a zokin, not on the area of his hair, of his head and his beard, which are places which there's no tumas saras over there, or b'shrim b'michva v'kadech ha'modim, or different types of wounds that do not heal enough to be worthy of a tumas saras. Chozah ha'roish v'zokin nikuchu, but if afterwards the head and the beard became bald, so now they can't have tumas saras in those areas. These wounds got a certain level of healing, which they now can also be mekavel tumas negoyim. Then tahoyim. Even so, it is still tahor. Even though now these areas are worthy of mekavel tumah, but since at the time that this tumah spread over his entire body, these areas were not areas of tumas teras. We go by the state when the body was covered with white. Yeah. If the whole body turned white, except for a half of Adosha, small amount of area near these areas which are not areas of Taras, the head, hair areas and the head and the beard, or these wounds that were not worthy of makabel tumah tzaras, chozer roish v'zokin nikuchu, and afterwards the beard and the head became bald. Hashkin v'michva akedach nasi tzaravis. These wounds also became areas that could have tumah tzaras. Av bishnasa mokim hamichya baheres. Even though afterwards the area which that half of a dosha worth of regular skin became white, still is tamei. So, because the entirety of his body was white before these the areas that were not worthy of becoming tzaras became worthy of having tzaras, then it's considered tar. Even if afterwards those areas do become worthy of getting tumas tzaras, it does not change his state, he still remains tar. But if there's a little bit of his body which was not with tumas tzaras, and then afterwards his areas became bald and they're roi for tzaras, then even if that little area that was not yet white did become white, but it's too late. Now, the entire body, including these new areas, have to become white.